when you were outside, we were talking about that, and I said, a lot of people really, I wonder how they lived back in your time, what they would have done.
Well, now see, I'd give the good side of it. They had lots of fish. Fish in the little creeks and rivers, and squirrels and possums and coons in the weir. And women doing lots of making a living with a hoe, and a man a gun going to fishing or hunting. He's loafing about doing nothing. She's at home cutting weeds out of the corn or providing and having some fun.
People don't really, can't hardly even believe it. So things are totally this way. I live too early, he's crazy over there. I've done been through it, and I try to forget it. I don't even look to you then. It's such a hard life.
It would have been hard.
I'm glad that people's got better.
Well, I don't even go through the snow anymore to the table to get my breakfast and get that, the gravy be frozen, my plate colored, going to sleep, you know. I was nearly asleep too.
I'm glad that my children don't have as hard a time as I have. I mean, I didn't tell myself what I mean about washing. Now washing is so much better on me. It used to be over that old rug and roller. Take you all day long to put out washing. And 9 times out of 10 make you sick, give you a bad cold. You know, to wash like we used to wash. Mm-hmm. I had a hard time, and I'm glad them days are gone. I couldn't live through them that way no more, because I can't go through it.
Back to me when I was a boy again.
I used to stand the cold. I
couldn't learn fast at school like my brother could. He could pick up a book and read that on and learn a lot fast. Well, he got through grammar school pretty well at home. Need to go to high school, where no one no closer than Lexington, Huntington one. Well, so our neighbor gave Ari, my brother, a suit of clothes that put him about 300 or 400 bones of fodder. For a suit of clothes, his boss for his son had outgrowed it. So he got his first suit of clothes by working out, pulling fodder off of the corn for that suit of clothes. Then he went to Huntington and finished high school there at Huntington.
I see.
By working his way through.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also the man who operated and run the school, the professor we call him, he owned a little farm there. And it grew a whole lot on that farm to supply the school. So my brother helped him on that farm when the school hours were not on. To pay his way through school, so he worked his way through school, and then got a high school graduation that give him a privilege to teach school all his life, a lifetime certificate to teach school.
When he got through high school?
When he got through high school. Well, then about 10 years later, well, I passed the law, abolished that, throw it all away, and I go to college so many years, 2 years. Then another time, and 2 more years, maybe 4 years.
Yeah.
Now, he had it hard, just happened to be...
But he keep going back.
That's right, and had to go to school some more,
yeah.
On Saturdays and Sundays and holidays.
Before I forget it, now I wanted to ask you about the fireplace. What did you have on that thing above
it? We call
that what did you keep anything special on the mantle?
Oh, Lord, yeah, like everything else is full.
Everything
keep the matches up there to keep cheering.
The matches, and a clock up there on the mantle.
The clock, uh-huh.
And things out of the way from killing for playing.
How did you clean the chimneys? They get clogged up. How did you clean them?
Took a lamp chimney, you mean?
No, a chimney. I know how. I can tell you how my dad used to do it. Come a rainy day in the winter, and the old chimney would get full of soot, and now and then it would. Dad's after we built a brick chimney.
A brick chimney.
They'd get, as you say, get some logs up with old soot and ashes, and he'd come a rainy day, some day, and the wind was flat, and he'd get a bundle of fodder and get down here and house and put it in under there, and man, you can nearly see the blaze go out at the top of that chimney.
They'd burn it out.
The bound that set, set called set.
And you'd set them on fire and they'd burn half a day, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you had to be particular with that. The roof
was
up there, and you afraid to spark a fire. If it wasn't raining, it would come out there and set your house.
Oh.
Yeah, I remember that night. We used to enjoy it when we was going to burn the chimney. I was afraid.
I might come back.
No, I'm going to need some more repair down there.
Change, that's